The Afrin spray took my baby away.
I'm
baby
glad.
Away.
I feel like we're on the same page here. When I cue you up for a song like that, don't miss your mark.
Where's our variety hour?
I don't know. Where's our variety hour?
You set him up and I knock him down, big man. Let's go.
All right, let's start the show without Jeremy.
Okay.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back behind the paywall. It's Ballin' Out Moon.
Girl times. Moon.
It's girl times.
Eye in the sky. Girl times.
See, I get confused because when I label the episodes, we started where we only count the number of Dragon Ball Super episodes. Anything that is a Dragon Ball Super gets an X in front of it. And then Dragon Ball GT had a GT in front of it. But since we've already done Dragon Ball GT, this show is now Moon 1.
Yeah, Moon 1.
And we're on episode Moon 4.
Yeah, you know.
So if you had to sort this in a library somehow, it would be very difficult.
I was wondering about that because I'm realizing our SoundCloud is all sorts of fucked up because of that labeling system. And I have no idea how to fix it.
It's psychotic now. I don't know what to do. I thought about just going back and just like renumbering everything so that it's just like.
Is there a way to like put them into playlists or something?
Maybe.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I just
know that like the top three now is just like bullshit and it takes them out of the sorting on SoundCloud. Like SoundCloud is just a nightmare website.
If we're going to do playlists,
we need to have the hits of the O's. Because that's what the fans want to hear. That's what they got on the show for. They want to hear, hey, y'all.
Okay.
They want to hear, Ja Rule. And they want to hear,
like a G6.
Like a G... No.
That's a little later.
That's a good example of something that wouldn't be on the playlist, Jeremy.
When is that song from?
It's from 2018.
No.
It's from
2000...
15?
No, dude.
No.
2025?
No,
it's most definitely not the era I'm looking for, Jeremy.
I get the era you're looking for, but it is also...
You're banned from making this playlist we're making. Katie, what other songs would be on the playlist? Like a Bird, Nelly Furtado.
Like a Bird?
It's like getting bird. Hot in here.
It's getting
there
hot in here.
Yeah.
That other Nelly, the song
2010,
was just,
2010.
Yeah,
so it does
that doesn't
it.
Count.
Yes, it does. It's the
it's
first
It's not
10
in the O's
years.
If it's a 10.
10 is the cutoff
no,
of
o
the
O. O is the cutoff. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and then O would be the first of the O's, right?
I hate
10
math.
Would be the beginning of the 10s.
I have never been more certain like a G6 is forbidden from our SoundCloud playlist. And I will not be wavering on the subject.
Okay,
other songs. Promiscuous Girl, You Teasing Me.
Okay.
What about, we were singing it before, the You Can Have Whatever You Like.
What about
you
the,
can have whatever you like.
I have the words that, I don't have the words to describe this girl without being disrespectful. Does that fall in there?
Sexy Bitch?
Is that what that song's called?
Yeah, I think
called?
That song's called Sexy Bitch.
Okay, Sexy Bitch.
Because they can't... That's such a relatable situation. They're just like, I'm just trying to think of a nice way to say it, but what I want to say
I get a lot
is
of,
Sexy Bitch.
I don't... because I'm like 31, I don't really get a lot of DMs anymore, but I do, when I do, it's always like that. They're like, I have a thing to say about this, but I'm gonna keep it to myself. And I'm like, that's fucking gross. I'd rather you just send me a dick that I could show my friends.
Trying to think of a respectful way to tell you to suck my dick. How do I say that?
Masculinity is such a prison.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's very well described in this episode of Sailor Moon we watched.
No, we're going to talk about it.
We're going to talk about it later, but I feel like there is one element we could talk about just in general, which is Tuxedo Mask as a guy.
Yeah.
Could not be around today.
Could not. He's a man of a different era. This is definitely like a 90s man.
Oh, for sure. He's a 90s rom-com man.
Or is it 80s? When did the original Sailor Moon run?
The original manga was like late 80s, early 90s.
Tuxedo
and then the
Mask,
original show was like 90s.
Tuxedo Mask can never find the words to describe this girl without being disrespectful. You know what I'm saying?
Did you know the creator of Sailor Moon is married to the creator of Yu Yu Hakusho?
Oh, that fills in a lot of questions for me, actually.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's so cute.
Wouldn't it be cool if the Tuxedo Mask character was something like a Kuwabara? Just like a dumb thug.
Yeah.
He shows up sometimes and just like, "What you need a spirit sword?" What you girls doing?
Tuxedo Mask is absolutely like the strongest pickup artist energy I've ever seen.
Yeah, he's got some real dark triad shit.
Real shit.
Just in this episode, he does like a finger to the lips thing.
Yeah.
He moves her hands around his body a bunch.
Yeah, he tells her something too. But anyways, because as people who follow me on Twitter know, I've been keeping track of Jared Trueheart's Patreon and what's going on with it.
Jared Watch, a new segment.
No!
For a while, he had $0 and zero patrons, and that was very fulfilling for me.
Yeah.
To have cuffed the man that far.
Schadenfreude is a powerful drug.
It's really fun, because it's definitely us. We did that. Like, we
great.
Fucked his SEO
well,
right up.
To what extent did we do it? Because I feel like his parents have a lot of the responsibility here. Like, what? Like, no Fallen Out Super involved. I feel like he is still having a hard time.
Because now he has two patrons.
Yeah, oh,
and
really?
And you know who those two patrons are.
Oh, no.
So
Not good content for a mom, by the way.
I was poking around on his site to get a look at what's going on his Patreon, and I saw that he was in Orlando the same weekend we were.
Oh, God. You know...
He was there for a pickup artist conference.
Woo!
He was protesting Fest.
all these women
with unnatural colored
hair. I was just going to make that joke! Oy vey.
It's like a nest of poison frogs.
That's my favorite shit that's happened.
Oh, God.
But anyway, so I was looking at the site of this this pickup artist convention, and I just started clicking through and seeing all these people. The point is, Tuxedo Mask is 100% one of these guys. From the first interaction we see with him where he bumps into her and he's like, "Hey, what's up, bunhead?"
Yes.
I watched a video of this Australian dude do literally that. He just stands in the middle of the sidewalk.
"Hey, bunhead, what's going on with your hair? How'd you even do that with your hair?"
This is a terrible Australian accent.
"Hey, bunhead."
But this dude, he stands in the middle of the sidewalk in New York City. He waits to see women who are walking and texting at the same time. You need a minute?
No, I'm listening. I'm now coughing to an extent that it looks like I'm just taking sweet bong rips in mid-conversation, but just keep talking.
But so, this Australian dude, he stands in the middle of the sidewalk, waits for women to be walking and texting at the same time, and then just, like, steps in front of them so they bump into him, and he's like, "Watch where you fucking going."
Dude,
and then that's how he initiates.
That's psycho.
And he has like a hidden camera off to the side filming him do this.
If you're in a tourist area, I could see that working because there's like so many naive dumbasses out there. But I have had that happen to me and I punched a guy in his dick.
Really?
Yeah. Don't fucking touch me.
That's Antifa.
And don't, you know... I never become more of a New York stereotype than when I'm trying to get from the train in like I have to be in the Times Square area a lot, not to brag, and I literally will...
She knows the blue M&M.
Yeah. My man. And I will scream at people to get out of my way. I'm all elbows and stuff, so anyone that's in that cross path, I just consider it me doing a service for their tourism. I'm like, "This is why you're here, bitch. Take a picture. It's a Jew in a rush."
Are you just constantly telling people that you're walking here and stuff?
I accidentally have. I'm not like, I've said it. I'm like, I've definitely commanded people that it's not that difficult to move your legs.
"Oh, I think I found a Jewess. Let me see if I can catch you in my net."
No, they don't want me.
"I'm going to try to get you. I'm going to get you in my net. What happened on your head? A wallaby died up there." "Aye, get in my net. Get in my net."
Dude, Australia, I'm going to say it. Australians are sketchy as fuck.
Who would use a boomerang as a weapon? What kind of dumbass?
I'm just saying.
There's a reason your entire country was a prison.
I at this point have met a myriad of Australians that have either emigrated to the U.S. or visit on a regular basis, and none of them have not been sketchy.
Yeah.
And I would love to be wrong. I don't want to be Australian racist, but they are white. So.
Yeah, you can be Australian
being
racist.
Being white racist is the only empowering thing I've discovered in the last year.
I'm just saying they're either...
It's a lay of life now.
They're opening shady coffee shops. They're getting in weird long-distance relationships that feel like money-wiring scams. They two different Australian dudes have tried to go on dates with me under the guise of polyamory, and they were 1,000% cheating on their wives.
Oh, dude. I saw this guy once. He was so annoying. He, like, his best friend was, like, this turtle with glasses and this cow, and he would go around just trying to live a modern life
and
make everything about him, and it was like, You share your space with all of Nicktoons. You're just going to make everything about you.
You fucking dick.
You Looney Tunes piece of shit.
I'm just looking for Rocco's Modern Life polls and getting none and being like, hey, he has a modern life.
I can't remember if we had started the podcast at this point that I used to live with this guy, this Australian guy, Dave, that we called Dingo Dave. And he had, like, the most amazing, insane collection of wide-brimmed hats.
Oh, yeah. He called them hats, too.
Well, to be fair, the sun's very bright. They don't have an ozone layer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's practical.
For sure. I mean, but, you know, you're thinking to yourself, like, oh, yeah, like, cowboy hats.
Also, Rocco always wears a wide-brimmed hat. Anyway, continue.
Rocco does not always wear a wide-brimmed
hat. He wears a
hat
all the time.
He doesn't wear a hat ever.
He wears a big white hat often.
What?
When he goes out. I'll find you a picture. Keep telling the story.
Oh.
What is happening? I'm so sorry I start shitting on Australians. I feel weird now. I'm sure we have a couple of them in there.
No, we don't. We have New Zealanders.
By design.
And I think that they would really appreciate the fact that we say that Australia sucks ass.
Yeah.
We don't like Australia. And this is an anti-Australia podcast.
It's an anti-Australia podcast.
Yeah.
Okay. I do remember having to explain to a friend of ours that Australia is massively conservative and watching his face.
That used to be stand-up. Fucking stand-up. Australians are the worst audience at stand-up. By far. Every time I've ever been, like, seriously, seriously heckled has always been an Australian.
Yes.
Interesting.
And it's always, like, they always try to say the most cutting thing that they can, where, like, I remember one time, bit was going fine, and then and crowd's doing fine. No
checking
problems
in on the
here.
Bit. It's going fine.
Well, it's not like I was, like, bombing or anything.
Is
the setup,
like,
for the story? I wasn't bombing. I was doing fine. And then I just hear this Australian guy off the corner of the stage go, like, "Yeah, I'm not buying it, mate."
Yeah.
And I'm like, "I'm sorry. What are you not buying the premise, mate?" And I'm like, did I fucking, like...
Well, it's because they're all just, like, stumbling out of a hostel, and, like, they're all, like, 9 foot tall and blonde and beautiful, and they're
I know, they are all beautiful.
And they're like, nothing's bad ever happened. Okay, now I'm just being shitty.
Just an update on the Rocco's Modern Life hat. So I didn't get any pictures of him wearing a hat, but there are
because he doesn't wear a hat.
Sick ass hat wear options available with him on it. I mean, look at this. I mean, if you're gonna wear a bucket hat,
very cool hat. He doesn't wear a hat.
I just feel like I've seen him wear one when he goes out for business.
That is where. What is? No.
You guys, I lived right next to him.
He sometimes wears a baseball
hat. It was very invasive to my schedule.
Yeah, he wears a baseball hat to the baseball game.
So you're Mr. Big Head?
No, he's the son.
I'm the son. I create...
Little Big Head, remember?
Little Big Head.
Ralph?
Who became trans in the Rocco's Modern Life special.
What?
Yeah,
and the new one.
I watched, like, the first 10 minutes of it, and I was like, well, I think I'm done with this.
It's actually really cute, and they handle it well.
It's the most well-handled
trans issues
thing. Her
name is Rachel now.
Oh.
It's the only one everyone was like, this is good. This is just fine.
Yeah,
keep it up like this.
It was very cute.
Did you watch the Invader Zim one?
I did.
That one I could not get through. Yeah. I watched the first, like, 2 minutes of that, and I'm like, you know what? I'm good.
Yeah, I don't think I need to watch it.
The wacky cheese pants got ironed out of me. I'm good.
I think what I needed was to be like 12 again, where it was like I wanted that directly mainlined into my veins.
We have complete,
all the Invader Zim antics.
We've derailed this. I really need to hear more about your points about this MRA convention in Orlando, Florida.
Oh yeah, well, so Jared went down to the MRA convention and got a sinus infection and couldn't go.
What?
He just has this like really lame blog post on the site now where he's just like, yeah, the Patreon's going really well, and you know, everything's going fine over here in Jared Land, and I got to go down to this this convention in Orlando on a press pass. But then I got a sinus infection and had to stay in. But here's some videos from it.
Read my next article, The Pussification of Sinuses in the West.
You know, I had a very, you know how we joked that someone was going to kill me this year, and I really thought it was going to happen during Fest. I didn't want to tell you guys that. Because,
missed opportunity.
Because I know how well the 2 Minutes boys handle my
yep.
my
your
shit,
woman problems.
So I just don't tell them about him anymore if I can avoid it. And I'm glad that didn't happen. But now that I know he was there, I'm like, oh, that, you know, it was an option.
You could have got. This is all just to say that Tuxedo Mask as...
More like Tuxedo Mask.
More like Tuxedo...
Yeah, with a C.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Tuxedo
nice.
Ass.
Yeah, Tuxedo Ass.
Because he's filling out...
Put your Tuxedo Ass.
Filling out them pants. But here's what I'm saying.
Here's what's funnier, yeah.
I feel like Tuxedo Mask as a character is there to be like a role model of like your ideal man, and now he is literally beat for beat just like... Things you can't do if you don't want to go to jail. Is that girl sleeping? Do not kiss her. Not even if you know her. Not even if you know her.
Yeah, he does an awful lot of like approaching women he doesn't know, touching women he doesn't know well enough.
Oh, you bumped into her on the street twice? Definitely not then.
Following her everywhere
and
she goes.
She said she's in middle school. That was the only conversation you've had.
On one hand, I see everything you're saying. On the other hand, I feel an identification with Tuxedo Mask. We share a birthday. Mm-hmm. And I used to be a really slick slut when I was younger. Like, really just spitting game and getting everything I wanted out of life.
Did you wear... Katie, congratulations. Did you wear gloves?
Occasionally.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fingerless or fingered?
Oh, well, there were winter gloves. I should have... like,
these weren't, like, fashion gloves.
Like, normal-ass gloves.
When it was cold, I would wear gloves.
Yeah. Like, even in the BDSM days, like, I wasn't doing latex. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had normal hands.
These are leather gloves with straps all over them.
Yeah, like, no, I was fine.
I tried not to laugh.
I'm just saying, you know, these days, all my quote the poet laureate Austin Powers, I've lost my mojo, baby. But I'm hoping through example, through Sailor Moon Crystal, Tuxedo Mask can inspire me to touch strangers in the street.
Dude, speaking
how is that defending Tuxedo Mask?
It's not defending. It's just me. It's just, I'm just telling you
I
my
thought you were going to stick up for him.
No, I just mean like, you know, he may have been weird to you, but like, he's been pretty cool to me.
He's been cool to me.
He's
it's
always,
weird. Yeah.
All right.
I just like don't think he's even capable of it, you know? Like when I think about the people I know who are like capable of being creeps, Tuxedo Mask, like he doesn't even seem like
if Tuxedo Mask is such a bad guy, how'd he get on a Herald team? They don't just put anyone on those. You can't just be on a UCB house team
listen,
if you're
like,
a creep.
I've known Tuxedo Mask a long time and you know, he's really since he gave up drinking, things have really like turned around from him.
Yeah.
Like, have you spoken to him recently?
Yeah, he moved out to California and then he moved back.
He moved
and, like,
back.
That's just like a normal thing people do.
He said that no one was real there. He kept saying that.
He chose to do it. It wasn't like he was forced to.
Tuxedo Mask moves to LA and everyone is wearing a mask and gloves and he's like, fuck this. I used to be the one guy.
Oh, God. That would be what would happen.
This place is fucking full of Tuxedo Masks.
All right, keep riffing. I got to blow my nose.
Yeah, Tuxedo Mask.
Tuxedo Mask.
What do we got?
Oh no, Katie's gone.
Katie went to go blow her
this
nose.
This is like a fucking improv exercise where one of us leaves the room for 20-second intervals and we keep changing.
Yeah. The exercise is like, can somebody leave the room and you don't address it? It's very
and so far,
hard.
No, we can't.
And scene.
And scene.
Yeah,
I never got to the level of improv where they let you end your own scenes, and more than anything, I just want to be the guy who runs in front. That always
goes
seemed like
and
the
scene.
Yeah, they say go yeah. and scene. They mark the end of it, but it just seems like very liberating to be like, I'm doing a little trot.
I made up a game in high school called Dramatic Asshole, where you would end a scene by drumming and then putting out a pretend candle if someone's going too long. So I can't, I'll try and get the microphone into this, but you go.
Oh, wow. Was that hurtful when it happened?
Yeah.
I didn't even know what improv was until I was in college.
I
wasn't
was,
allowed to know.
That was my extent of improv, and then I'm like, I think I'd rather not.
My extent was I'd try to put out an invisible candle.
Yeah.
And people were like, I can't really see the candle, and you were like, fuck this. I'm out.
More or less.
Yeah, I always remember like there was the Home Movies episode about improv, and then there was like
BoJack Horseman had an improv plot in it. I feel like it's played out now. Yeah,
that's like we were adults when that was around.
I only found out about it in college because I tried to join a sketch team. They were like, you have to do improv. And I was like, I don't know what that is. And they're like, oh, good luck. And then I was like, and I'm the crab. And they were like, get the fuck out of here.
But what about like Whose Line Is It Anyway?
See, Whose Line Is It Anyway is the most mainstream publicly available improv.
Yeah. And it's the only one that looks like any fun at all.
Yeah.
That's the thing
then,
about it. Is it's
like, we were watching that as children. Like, mm-hmm. Have you tried to watch that as an adult?
No, I haven't.
It's just like, improv's just not fun to watch.
No, it's not.
It's a good exercise, I think. Like, if you're genuinely trying to, like, learn to think on your feet and, like, different ways to write jokes. But I think as an audience member, you can just skip that shit.
Yeah, but I remember, like, seeing that and always thinking like when people would talk about like you should take improv to loosen you up and you're like, yeah, I guess like I could see how like having to make up a song on the spot or like come up with 90 different punchlines for the same thing. Like sure that would loosen you up. And then someone's like, No, there's
rules.
Like an annoying version of it. Like what if instead of a fun thing where you sing little songs and like riff all the time, what if you just did really long, boring shit that no one likes?
What if it felt like homework for you?
What if your friend dragged you to it?
Jeremy, here's my question. How often were people trying to loosen you up?
Probably a lot, yeah.
Probably a lot, but after you finished like owning them?
Yeah.
You get to finish one of your trademark rants. I imagine high school Jeremy, when he goes in a room, one of the things he says is, I don't want to go on a rant here, but, and then everyone goes, oh,
no,
hold
I definitely
on.
Always wanted to go on a rant
yeah,
here.
I don't think it was that self-aware. It was just more like, have you guys heard about this?
Yeah.
Or like, oh, you don't know?
There was a battle in Seattle. That'd be something you tell people. I assume you were like Anders back then. Something Anders talks about
a lot. No, because he was like a cult of personality. Yeah. So like it wasn't like Anders where he's just like bombing a party.
Yeah, exactly. It's like if somehow it worked.
Look, Anders is hot and he's on TV now.
That's
it's
true.
Clearly working.
It's true. We do have to we do have to give him that. He's on Russian state television.
He's on Russian state television and he has abs because he doesn't drink anymore.
What the fuck?
I don't know. I love this new development. It's my favorite thing in probably the entire world.
What the fuck? Why is that disturbing me so much?
Anders with abs?
Anders yes! with abs?
Yeah.
I'm doing a plank like here.
Ruined my whole day.
One time we stopped recording and he started doing sit-ups in the room and I was like, this is what I wanted.
And he's living in D.C.?
He's living in D.C.
So
it's Dick City.
He doesn't even have like L.A. excuses where it's just like, this is just the lifestyle.
Yeah, no.
Oh, his excuse is he switched all the way over to Kratom and it's never coming back.
Oh, God, that's
and it's
so
carved
bad.
Out his core.
Don't do Kratom, everybody.
Yeah, people
Jesus
at home.
Fuck.
Just avoid
I'm
it.
I'm so sick of having to tell people that.
Speak on it. Let's. You know what? This is the Kratom episode.
All right.
You might think it's great.
It's
but,
bad. Just
you might think it's Kratom.
But it's
not.
I don't know much about it, frankly. Yeah. Maybe it's okay.
If you don't like, if you're having chronic pain, do CBD or some shit. Jesus Christ.
Or what? Like, or hard drugs.
Explain what Kratom is to the audience. I feel like most people aren't even going to know.
It's just like heroin juice, isn't it?
It's heroin juice, right? But it's like you can just buy it at a store.
Yeah, it's weird. It's like it's in the same legal space that you remember like salvia.
Yeah.
Like, salvia at least used to be. Maybe still is. Is it?
I have no idea.
I don't know. I haven't touched salvia since
salvia
college,
sucks ass.
It's so bad.
It's the worst drug. It's not fun
I've
for anyone.
I've never enjoyed anything less than salvia.
I skipped that one. I never did it.
Good.
Because
it's
that was
really shitty.
It's
was
so bad they didn't bother making it illegal. That's all you have to know.
Like, everyone will try it once.
It's actually great for us.
Yeah, I just like, I think I just, everyone told me that, and you're like, you know what? I believe you.
Yeah.
I'm good.
I haven't even done it. All of my friends did it in a van together and then just talked to me the next day. We're like, I was probably the worst night I've ever had in my life.
Yeah.
And I was like, what'd you do? And they're like, we were just near each other in a van.
Yeah. I don't like feeling nauseous. Like, and I feel like that would just make me puke.
What if you could be high for 45 seconds, but feel terrible for days?
It's like,
I'm good.
I mean, the time I did it was like the most hellishly bad trip I've ever had in my life, where like I had like this really vivid, like image of being dragged to hell, like the actual biblical hell,
like the movie.
And I thought I was being pulled into the flames by like Bowser.
By Bowser?
Yeah, it was Bowser because somebody
from Mario?
Yes, the very same.
Oh,
because
I know
somebody
him.
Had left the loading screen to the GameCube Super Smash Brothers on.
Oh, fuck.
And so I switched salvia, and like there's that one part of it where it's like, you know, it's like fun and like, you know, Mario's bouncing around or whatever, and then there's the part where Bowser shows up
and he
like
drags you
comes out of the ground and there's like fire behind him and he's like making like a big fist, and like it was at that point where like the trip hit, and so I was like, just being pulled into the TV.
Oh, Jeremy!
Just being pulled into the fire, and I'm like looking over at my friend Adam, who's tripping with me, and Adam's having like the best trip of his life, so he's just like laughing his dick off. And so to me, it's just like, he sold me out to fucking Bowser.
Jeremy, you have only described horrifying shit to me, and then Alex told me that story about being on psychedelics and David Spector trying to feed him food. Children, please get appropriate people to be with you when experimenting.
Yeah. Do not do drugs around Bowser.
Yeah.
He has a bad reputation. He has worked with people such as Bowser Jr., says the Goombas.
Dave Becky.
Others. That crocodile from Donkey Kong who's bad.
Oh, what about K2, the synthetic weed? Did you talk with that?
No.
No, I also only heard terrible things.
I moved back to New York the summer after K-212 wrecked New York City.
The zombie attack, right?
Yeah, because I moved back summer 2016. So everyone, like, I just moved back from Portland, Oregon, where I had been smoking legal weed up to my eyeballs for 2 years straight. I hadn't been sober in like a year. And everyone's like, fuck, everyone's passing out on the streets. K-212, it's a nightmare. And I'm like, what?
Alex, do you remember that story with like the zombie thing?
No, say the zombie story.
There was a bodega.
Speak on it.
There was a bodega in like Broadway Triangle.
Speak power.
Speak your truth, brother.
Yes, King.
Yes.
There was there was like a bodega in Broadway Triangle area that
speak on
had like some sort of like fucked up K-2, like an even worse version of K-2 than already existed.
Yeah.
And like apparently maybe like a dozen or two people bought it that day and smoked it, and they all like just their brain just like stopped.
They all
just are like walking around like unresponsive, dead to the world, but like just like drooling.
Is it like it's like people? It's like if Junkie Yoga was on the move.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like people can't operate their arms, but like the only thing they can do is just like shuffle their legs very slowly.
That's so scary. The
police were responding to all these calls of people just being like, yeah, there's like zombies.
Yeah, zombies are like real and they all like smoke like shitty weed adjacent products.
It's the funny thing about New York is if you like have a bad night, like you know, you're like in the Bowery after a certain time, like you just are like, oh, like there's straight up zombies. Yeah.
Shit just gets weird out there, man.
Yeah.
The first time I ever heard of K2, I hadn't even heard of it before I saw an ad for how bad it is. Like I saw like a Subway ad that was like,
wait, was it the Subway ad that said R2D2 is kid friendly, K2 Spice is kid deadly?
Yeah,
I think about it every day. It makes me want to drug.
The New York Health Department's ads on the Subway are wild. And that's why I mean, because I moved back and I saw all those ads and I was like, what the fuck happened here? There's no mariachi bands on the Subway anymore and y'all died smoking R2-D2? What happened? Also, that's the same year that they had to put all those ads about Pokemon Snap.
Pokemon snapping at the 9/11 memorial.
No, where they're like, please don't play Pokemon Snap on the third rail.
Oh, Pokemon Go.
If there's an Eevee on the third rail, just let it be. Let it get hit by a train.
That is a Jolteon, and you do not have the equipment to catch it.
Jared, hey, you're a nerd. Can I ask you about something I saw on the way up to your apartment?
Yes.
You know those doors on the older apartments where they're like wooden doors with a big glass window, and that's like where people like put their like don't loiter stickers or the address. I saw one walking up here that was a giant symbol of the sewage team.
The patriarchy.
The sewage team?
Sewage team?
The Ninja Turtles?
Well, no,
Jeremy and I have been calling each other the sewage team.
Sorry, I'm having a...
but I don't know what you're talking about.
We're talking about drugs for so long that I've just had a brain fart. You know, when you work for the city and you pick up trash.
Oh, Department of Sanitation.
Yeah, they had a giant Department of Sanitation seal on their home, like as if that's like where the office was, but it's like clearly a residential building.
As if that's like the baseball team they support.
Right, but it was huge, and it was an official symbol on their door. Like, I know, like, sometimes people who are, like, firefighters and stuff put shit in their window, like, please, extra make sure I don't burn to death, but, like, I was just wondering if you've seen that before, what the deal with it is.
No, but it may be, like, I mean, I know in certain places, I don't think it's in New York, but there are places where, like, they build trash incineration facilities into, essentially, like, dummy apartments.
Huh. It's definitely just like a house.
Yeah. Like, I don't think that's something we do here.
Huh.
But that is something that exists.
Well, let's go sniff around that motherfucker's house.
Yeah, I'm going to
smell
knock
trash.
What the fuck's going
on
here?
You know, I don't want to get stuck on this for too long, but if the Department of Sanitation did have a baseball team, what would their mascot be?
Oh, Oscar the Grouch.
Oscar the Grouch.
Yeah.
Now, would they be able to get the rights for that?
It'd be Oscar.
It'd just be an Eastern European version of Scar from The Lion King. Oscar.
They made it the
my brother, he was killed. Oops.
They made it Pizza Rat for a while, but then like that became like not timely anymore, and it was a huge embarrassment. And there was a lot of infighting about it.
And then they were like, what about Bagel Pigeon? And everyone's like, no, that's a Johnny Come Lately bullshit thing.
It's actually the New York City Sanitation baseball team is called the New York hey, does it smell like shit outside for no reason? It just smells like shit all the time.
Yeah, it's the New York, is that the sewer?
The Department of Sanitation team, when you go to see them, is never at the field. You're always like, what the no one is taking care of this baseball field.
Yeah, there's just five other teams there piling up on the side of the curb.
Why are there no trash cans in this baseball stadium?
Yeah, this baseball stadium, actually, it's under the jurisdiction of the MTA. And then you call them and they're like, yeah, the thing is, that's not MTA property. Above it is the MTA property. Down there, well, you're going to want to talk to 311 about that.
Yeah, talk to 311. That's
but
a better
business. It's like, actually, you play baseball on Tuesdays and Saturdays, and by that, I mean we cannot take too many baseballs. We can only pick up bats.
Yeah, I actually cannot be seen accepting baseballs from you. That would be considered a bribe. Like when the umpire, like when they hit a foul ball, they have to like keep going and retrieving it so the umpire doesn't give them one.
I didn't mean to derail. I just like.
Yeah, no, that's fine. We should talk about the episode.
Yes. Let's go.
The title of this episode is Princess Something.
Pretty Little Princess.
Pretty Princess. And now this is Sailor Moon Episode 4, Sailor Moon Crystal Episode 4. We have had such a wonderful time exploring the world of Sailor Moon so far. We met Usagi, Sailor Moon. We met Ami, Sailor Mercury. Mm-hmm. And we met... Is it Ray?
Ray, yeah.
Sailor Mars. Three wonderful girls.
And now, if it seems like Alex is being a pain in the ass right now, it's not that. That's literally what they did at the beginning of the show. They're like, you remember you've been watching this show?
Hey, remember this show? Pretty good, isn't it?
And you're thinking to yourself, you're like, well, I know that there's going to be five Sailor Scouts because I've seen a piece of Sailor Moon merchandise before. Mm-hmm. And perhaps this episode will be a fourth Sailor Scout. This is where they... You know, twist. It's like you have an expectation, and then they subvert it.
Yes, they subvert
it. You know, by saying, what if nothing happened?
What if nothing happened in the episode? What if there were no more girls? If you go to a party and there are only three Sailor Scouts, get out of there. That's a sausage fest. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do know what you're saying.
You know what you're saying. Uh-huh. Tuxedo Mask told me to make this joke. He said that this is what fellas wanted to hear.
Yeah, what you want to do, you want to make a joke that's going to be hard to understand. And then she's going to say, wait, what? And then what that is, initiating conversation. It's going to go two more steps that you didn't have before. If you made a joke that made sense, she would have laughed and walked away. Now, you got a conversation going.
Listen, man, you want to initiate...
My whole life's mission is ruining those guys' days. I can't tell you how many dudes have wanted to kill me because I just ruined their whole thing at a bar. I am wacky and sexually non-threatening, and I will make every girl want to stop talking to you.
First step, you find a bookish girl. You go over there, knock the glasses off her face. Say, what? You can't see without glasses on your face? Now you've already expressed yourself. She's getting to know who you are. Plus, she can't see nothing, so you could probably trick her if you need to.
My favorite thing to do is to pretend I don't know what's there, like, play along with it, yeah. And then I try to get them to repeat themselves as many times as possible.
Yeah, that's a fun game to do.
It's the
I pretend like they haven't spoken to me before, because I usually hang out in the same bars, and I just pretend that I haven't heard their spiel before.
Katie, do you have a name for these counter-negging techniques you use? Are they called, like, the Cobra's Bite or something?
Oh, God, we got to come up with it, and then we got to sell my courses online.
Yeah, what hunts peacocks?
What hunts peacocks?
Every rose has its thorn. Welcome to my 10-step thing. Step one, pretend you don't know what Ghostbusters is.
My only peacock fact is instead about ostriches, and it's that...
Okay, I'm sorry. We gotta talk about this episode. I'm just like so ADD right now.
It's that an ostrich can decapitate a lion.
What?
With one kick.
With what?
With just one kick of its powerful legs.
Do you need like a tissue or something?
No.
Oh my God.
But that's all I know about peacocks, because okay, they kind of like those.
Here's what hunts peacocks.
Yeah, look this up.
Tigers, leopards, and mongoose.
Katie, I feel like it would be a mongoose technique.
Yeah.
So this is called the mongoose school of anti-neg protection.
Yeah, it's just, you just call them out immediately. And
mongoose neg defense. Okay, well, I feel like we can get something going with that later. But anyway, my point was...
mongoosing.
My point was we met all these wonderful girls.
Yes.
This show starts where Luna, the cat, who is a black cat who has like a juicy ass for some reason. I could not take my eyes off of this cat's shapely body whenever it was on the screen.
It is really unbelievable how thick this cat
is. The cat is more sexualized than all of the women on the show.
And we're talking about women who have like their clothing magicked onto them before our very eyes. Three times an episode.
Marone, if they have one of those for this cat. My God.
Oh my God, wait, they do like the moon transformation thing, but it's like the skin being put onto the cat.
I can only get so hard.
I can't wait for you guys to see more cat action later.
Oh,
is there another cat?
There is multiple cats.
Okay, yeah. Well, this one is on the computer. Luna
is one of them. Is one of them Salem
this
from,
one of the cats.
From Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
He makes a cat. Cat-meow.
A cat-meow. A cameo.
Okay. I need to go. I, like, actually need to leave. So we can talk about this episode.
Cameo!
Sabrina.
Who do you think would be on the cameo app?
The cameo app?
I think the cat from Sabrina would be on it.
Yeah. Yeah, Salem, who's now, like, an old, fat cat.
Yeah.
What's up, everybody? This is Salem. Just want to say, I think Derek's a really cool guy, and you should leave a message at the beep. Anyway, Sabrina, gotta go.
Hey, everyone, this is Garfield. I have 14 words for some of my friends.
Please leave a message. After the beep. See you soon.
All right. That's why I have my high fee of 7 tunas. Okay.
You know what year the Garfield cartoon premiere did? 1988.
Oh my fucking God. All right. So, my point is that I like it when the cat uses the computer. And Luna's on the computer and she reminds you of all the sailor girls she knows. But then she looks at Mamaru.
You know why he's always sending
Jeremy,
Nermal?
I need to leave. I like, honestly, like, I need to go, so please let us do this.
Cameo is not a joke, Jeremy. It's a resource and it can be taken away. It's not a right.
Also, I'm sorry I'm rude to you. I need to buy Adderall from you.
Just say that right into the mic. Make sure you say it.
Cut it out.
Make sure you say it into the mic.
Look directly into that camera.
I have a diagnosis. I'm not ashamed. The mental health care system's broken.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Yeah, I got a diagnosis, too.
Yeah, I hate those porn videos that start with...
So okay, like, I need you to look into that camera and say, I'm buying Adderall.
We are all so sick. It's wonderful. Okay. Luna the cat is she's looked at all the girls and now she has a picture of Mamaru, who is the suave young man, up on her cat computer, and she says, Mamaru, who are you? And we all know he's Tuxedo Mask.
Yeah.
Because he wears a tuxedo in real life and does not seem to have any kind of costume or thing that makes him different.
Yeah, he wears some glasses and he's like, this looks different.
It's like even less than of a transformation than Superman to Clark Kent.
Yeah.
I do love the whole universe and plot of Sailor Moon is that, you know, like when you watch a play or a movie, it's like suspension of disbelief. This whole world is filled with people just pretending they don't recognize each other for the thrill. Everyone's on a sexual role play 24/7. They're like, oh, a man in a mask at this bar?
But how?
It's a whole world in which everybody pretends they're turned on by a top hat.
Yeah. I'm learning I have a thing for masks, so like I don't know what to do with that.
Really? Is that a luchador
It's like, kink? I was talking about Orville Peck with my roommate, and I'm like, they're super hot, and then I was like, oh no, and yeah, there's like wrestlers, and I'm like, oh no, I have like a thing, and I don't like that.
Yeah. I just like Rey Mysterio. I just don't know why.
I mean, he is really sick.
I mean, but you're talking about a bunch of people also who like, maybe what you really like is not faces.
Actually.
Yeah.
That's a really good point.
Yeah, you just don't like faces.
I can't afford therapy, Jeremy, so here we go. Help me work it out.
That is one of the darkest things I've ever heard.
It's the most literal version of a butterface. Everything exists butterface.
I just want to fuck Ultraman. I think that's it.
You want to fuck the Headless Horseman?
Yeah, dog, he's goth as shit.
Dude, all
first of all, ends up,
but then it's
first
like,
of all, he can ride a horse pretty well.
He can ride a horse.
But
what does that
like
mean?
It's like a like an old like sitcom thing where you were drunk and then you wake up and he's not as hot. But in this case, he's headless. But he wakes up. You wake up in the morning and he's Christopher Walken.
I'd still be down with that.
With those weird ass sharp teeth they gave him in that movie,
I'd be like, "Yeah, this is fine." So what is this show about?
Yeah, what
I was gonna say is
they go to the ball.
No,
they go
no.
To the Eyes Wide Shut.
You're
party.
So bad at summarizing. Yeah. You skip so many parts.
Well, we are at 47 minutes.
Well, then we haven't gotten into the episode. Now, if you'll excuse me, we
Katie's
won't...
Katie's got to get out of here to take Adderall.
I know, I have so much work to do. I could do a speed run, because I actually know this.
No, let me do this. Okay, all right, ready? We're just going to discuss the plot of Sailor Moon now. So, we cut to the arcade. Rey is discussing with Ami. I didn't know at the arcade they had video games. And Ami says, yes, I hadn't been here either. I love video games.
Usually the characterization of Rey is that she's very serious and takes this seriously, but she's also kind of a hothead that has a kind of a rivalry with the Usagi. And in this version, she's just like very sweet.
Yeah, they ended up changing out that character for a generic girl.
Yeah, it's so weird.
Wouldn't it be interesting if she was just a girl?
Yeah. I mean, her whole thing is she's Mars, she's fire. And then they're just kind of like, but what if she was just some Kumagome bitch?
We're getting a lot of feedback that she should shut the fuck up.
Really.
Maybe we put
a
that
lot on this. On every character, basically. Yeah. It's like, I mean, Mercury is like smart, but
to be fair, this
but we got
but for
like,
what at what point
we got like 2 seconds of her at a good school that we only know is a good school because someone said that's a good school.
Yeah, she's smart because she went to an extra bonus school where she got bossed around by what was clearly a video game demon and could not parse that at all. So they're at the arcade and they're watching Usagi play the games. And they're like, wow, this cool game reminds me of how the princess is coming to town. The princess, Princess D. You know how this whole show is about us protecting the princess? Yeah. And everyone would know that based on the exposition we give you. And Alex totally understood that there was a princess in the show. And it wasn't like a metaphor or just like, by the moon goddess, that's a real person.
Yeah, no, that the whole plot is Luna's trying to find the moon princess.
Yeah. Anyway, Princess D.
And so they're like, maybe it's her.
I just thought Sailor Moon was the moon princess. Her name's Sailor Moon.
Eventually, yeah. I mean, the thing is, not spoilers, it is Sailor Moon, but they don't know that for some reason.
How would it not be Sailor Moon? Her name's Sailor Moon.
Anyway, you know what the D stands for?
The cat called her Sailor Moon.
You know what the D stands for in Princess D? Doo-doo out your shit ass.
Okay. It's not a crass podcast, Jeremy. Okay? But anyway, there's a real princess.
Katie has thrown the mic down.
There's a real princess in Sailor Moon. And jokes aside, she is coming, and she probably has
I drink so much caffeine that I'm cramping up.
It's a show for girls.
Princess... Oh, Princess... princess doo-doo out your shoes. You're so beautiful. Okay, so Princess Doo-Doo Out Your Shit Ass is there because she's there to present her country's treasure, and they're like, maybe that's the serenity crystal we're all looking for.
You know how we're always going to these like big events where somebody's like, I'm going to reveal my national treasure to you.
Yo, haven't they learned anything from Batman? Batman rules. If you have a gala, someone's going to attack it. Just stop fucking throwing galas.
Stop throwing black tie galas, and definitely don't bring irreplaceable giant pieces of treasure to them.
Yeah, yes. Here's a blood diamond and a mummy that I stole from a culture anyway. Yeah. Hope the penguin doesn't show up.
Wonder what Bane's up to tonight. Hope he doesn't come.
Fellas, it's Drake rules. No new galas. The princess is throwing a gala, and so the sailors think, hey, we should go to that. And we then cut away from the arcade to the dark crystal world where all the bad boys who wear suits are there. The one from last episode who was a bully is there, Jedite, and he's holding his shoulder, thinking of Sailor Mars and how she shot fire at him and going, that dumb bitch. If I ever see that fucking bitch again, I'll take out my fucking knife,
and then all
which
his
I have.
Boys are there, and they're like, this is why fellas need to watch out for fellas.
Yeah.
Nothing gay here, fellas. No queer subplot here.
In a feminized society, man is the victim, they all say to each other, and they nod, and they agree, and they go, that's right, bro. Nice arms, bro. And who else is there and is always in this room, which is just like a giant palatial room with marble columns and no furniture anywhere to sit in?
Except the throne.
Except for one throne, and it's the Queen of...
It's just Queen Beryl.
Queen Beryl.
In the Negaverse, but they never really get into what her position is.
Short for Queen Crate and Barrel, folks.
Yeah. I was going to say she rules over Donkey Kong Country.
Oh, yes. Okay, now we're talking. Anyway, she just says, I would like the Silver Crystal because...
Ruling the world.
It will help me rule the world, and that's really all I'm looking to do right now.
And help give the energy to revive their great leader, whoever that may be.
Right, whoever that is. And you're wondering, who's that?
We all know who it is. It's Kim Jong-un.
It's Kim Jong-un. Why is it Kim Jong-un?
It's great leader.
Okay. Settle down, class. Okay. So anyway, they just remind you that they're bad and that they're still in the show. And we cut back to Sailor Moon, who is on the bus, I believe, at this point. Yeah, I think she's on... No, wait. Does she have a scene on the bus?
She just goes home, and then her dad's like, I'm going to the gala, too. And
she's her
like,
dad, who looks identical to Tuxedo Mask.
That was so confusing!
They just, like, this version of Sailor Moon, they don't know how to draw. Yeah. Like, everyone's model looks like shit.
And they're like, what does he look like? You know what boys look like? He's a boy! He's a 50-year-old boy, and he's got glasses.
Yeah, and then she's like, I want to go, too. So she transforms
into a beautiful princess,
even though she was not invited.
You know what? Sometimes you just got to be a little bad.
Yeah.
I like that they set up a whole thing where her dad's going to be there, and he even when she gets there, he's like, "That looks just like my daughter."
She's
and then
not,
it never comes up again.
Yeah. Right, which is crazy because she's not even wearing a fucking disguise. Nope. She's just like in a dress.
Well,
like her dad would be like, "You are my daughter," but it's Japan. He's been a salaryman away for like 2 years.
Yeah,
probably.
It's true.
Yeah,
he's been off at work. He's never actually seen her before. But she's also so strikingly beautiful as a princess. I mean, it's like she's a different woman.
Yeah.
She's matured. This is her quinceañera in a way.
Also, she's in middle school.
Yeah.
She's like a 12-year-old girl. And she's in this ball gown, and nobody thinks that's weird.
She's older than 12.
She's 14.
Middle school is different there than it is here.
Either way, she's 14. This is a 14-year-old girl in a ball gown that nobody finds to be strange. This absolutely is some sort of like Eyes Wide Shut Epstein party.
Right, exactly.
Where, like, it's not at all weird that there's a child here.
No. They're excited they get to go to a party. We are excited because we are the president of the United States in 1996. so they're at this fancy gala, and the girls have snuck in. They're all wearing beautiful gowns now. Usagi has this strapless thing. Mercury has, like, she's got this little blue number. you know, they've all got different dresses, and it's a great night for fashion.
I love that you're doing this. You finally get understanding what the show's about, even though this version of it misses it so much.
It's here to grow.
It's about fashion and friends and boys who are inappropriate.
And they're inappropriate, and they have to be scolded. But the thing
bad
is,
boys.
I thought,
but then they never scold them. They always they never like, scold them. Actually, this is great.
No,
what you're doing.
Yeah.
I like that you're this way, and I like that I'm the victim.
I'm glad it's me and not someone else.
But they show up, and I thought this was so interesting. So the three of them are together, and then not even subtextually, just like out loud, Sailor Moon is like, I'm going to go off into the party. I don't care about the mission, and just fucks right off.
Yeah, that's her whole thing. She's not that good at her job.
She does not care about Sailor Moon stuff at all.
She puts so much weight on her friends. Her two friends are just like, all right, well, I guess... that leaves us to do the thing.
I guess throw your tiara if you see a demon. We're man down, so zone defense.
Yeah.
defense.
So she meets a Sailor Moon. The camera follows Sailor Moon, who passes her dad, who does not know who she is for some reason. She goes off into the dance floor, and she looks around and feels very lonely, so she sits outside and like kind of cries for a minute.
Listen, I relate to this a lot. A lot of times I'll go to a party with a lot of people because I'll think it's going to be fun, and I realize I'm there alone, and you're just like, ah, fuck.
Yeah, that would be relatable if it was like a normal gala where she wasn't supposed to be doing Batman shit.
Yeah.
But for her to like just go fuck off to do something else and then be like, I'm sad now, is insane to watch.
It is insane, except she's just a 14-year-old girl, Alex.
That's true.
She's just doing 14-year-old
girl. She has
girl
struggles
shit.
I could never understand. Yeah. But do you know who does understand them? Is Tuxedo Mask, who shows up and touches her face immediately.
Just puts his finger right in her mouth.
He puts his finger in her mouth and goes, is this good for you? Is this what you like? And she's like, who are you?
No, they dance and sparkles happen as he manhandles her.
Yeah, canon update, his hands are warm.
Yeah, she says that.
They say that at least twice.
Yeah,
and he like takes her hand and like puts it on his boob and stuff. It's like really weird.
Well, he's teaching her how to slow dance. Nothing weird here. Nothing nothing controlling even a little bit.
Yeah,
nothing
big part
like
of the waltz is you play with my nipple.
Yeah. Nothing like he's gonna be like, have you ever thought about growing out your hair? That's not gonna happen.
So what's gonna happen is it's 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, and then you touch my nipple.
I'm gonna get a little bit closer to you during Green Day's Time of Your Life.
They dance, and then he disappears into the night.
Yeah, he runs away suddenly, and she's like, what the fuck was that? And we cut to the other girls who have found the princess that they're there to find, and she is immediately betrayed by
her staffers.
Her man-at-arms, who is a woman who's just like, princess, look into my evil orb, and they're like, you're not a normal maiden!
Yeah, they do like Austin Powers, like, that's no woman. That's a man.
Yeah, and then,
and his name is Nephrite, and he's one of the Dark Kings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Nephrite has dark powers and the fact that he's got, like, that David Bowie, like, I can go both ways energy.
Mm-hmm.
He's very powerful in the original show.
That's true.
Sexually speaking. Also an adult man who has relationships with teenage girls.
Hello!
I mean, but who... who isn't?
Anyway, it was the 90s. Seinfeld was doing it.
I mean,
it.
Geez Louise, this is like a damn Warp Tour.
But yeah, then he possesses the princess with a demon. And, you know, the princess is kind of a nerd. You feel bad for her.
Yeah, she has big whirly glasses like the boy we don't like in this show. I don't remember his name, but his whole thing is that he has whirly glasses. And now the princess, who has a demon in her, also has these glasses. And I'm seeing him and I'm going, I don't love it. I don't love these glasses.
Oh, I think it's cute.
So she's possessed. Things have gotten pretty dark. Meanwhile, she runs out into the hall past Sailor Mars and Sailor Mercury. And we were talking in the room like, what if they just went home after this?
Yeah. It's like, I'm out. I'm good.
We fucked up. We shouldn't have let Sailor Moon not help at all.
You know, I mean, I thought it'd be fun to crash this party, but now someone's definitely going to call the cops. I'm just fucking leaving.
Sometimes I think we should just, like, call an adult for any of these things.
Yeah. Call the police.
Call the police. folks, if you're ever in danger, don't be afraid to slam that 911 button. Or as I call it, the hero phone. Bring some troopers over to your house.
Or as I call it, like and subscribe, but for the law.
Slam that subscribe button to the Boys in Blue podcast. Wait, it says 911, but when you call them, they're like, Boys in Blue podcast. This is the dumbest half an idea I've ever had. Okay.
What if you did like a live call-in show podcast and you just publicize the numbers 911?
Okay, so the princess has escaped into the party. Yep. The gala is bumping. Sailor Moon sees her running away, and they're like, Sailor Moon, stop her. And she grabs the princess's arms, and then the princess judo throws her off a balcony. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh, fuck, Usagi's gonna fucking die. Oh, shit. Oh, she's just a girl. Oh,
then who is it?
But then Tuxedo Mask
catches her with one hand, holding onto the ledge with the other hand, saying to her, have you ever thought about losing some weight?
Have you ever thought about... Ask if I've done the presidential fitness test. I've done it. I can do so many pull-ups. This is actually not a problem at all. Quickly, put my foot in your mouth. Just do it. Just put my foot in your mouth. So she's hanging on, and we're all worried for them, and he's slowly letting go. And then Luna, who is there, says, Sailor Moon, use your pen now, and she pulls out her pen, and it becomes a beautiful parasol.
So this is like a really iconic moment in the original show and manga, where they like they fall beautifully arm in arm with like the
Sailor Moon parasol.
Yeah, it's like a very like Princess Peach moment where they sail down. And there's like sparkles and hearts, but as is per tradition with this version of Sailor Moon, it just kind of looks like shit and happens real fast.
Yeah, yep. It's like, oh, an umbrella, weird, and then it ends. And they land on the ground. And so,
it's like if the thing can turn into anything, umbrella's an interesting choice.
It seems like it wouldn't even work.
Could have been like
to be honest.
Like a gun.
Yeah, turn into a gun. Here's my pen, like it turns into a gun. It fixes all the scenes.
I was thinking maybe like an Inspector Gadget, like helicopter stick.
I don't know. Turn into a freaking F-150. Get Ford power on your side. Okay, so now they're on the ground, and the Princess D has this demon spiraling up from above her head in the shape of a green tornado, and it is menacing, and they don't know what to do about it, and Sailor Mercury and Sailor Mars try to blast it, but to no avail, because it's like a tornado, it can't be blasted.
Yeah. And we all know this.
So Luna, who is like the esports coach for the Sailor Moon team, is like, Sailor Moon, you should use your new tiara. And that's when Sailor Moon is like, oh, I do feel a new warmth now that I've transformed from the love of a man who's touched me with his warm hands, as has been established. And that warmth has now transformed my tiara into a beautiful new tiara. Not so as you'd notice by looking at me, but by me saying it out loud, you would notice.
Yeah, they do a really bad job in this version, like, showing you the new gear. Because it's such an important... There's no, like... You know, in Dragon Ball, they learn new skills. But this, you just get new weapons and stuff. And it's usually very prominent and a big deal. And they make it really obvious. This... The animation is and design is so bad that you just don't know until they're like, this thing's different. And you're like, is it? Who is that?
Who is it? Yeah. What are you wearing?
Yeah.
I'm trying to keep track of the trends. But luckily for us, at least, and for all of Japan, her new moonbeam that she channels through her new tiara made from a masculine love allows her to blast Sailor D's demon right out of her fucking body, saving the princess and saving the day. Yeah. And then the princess gets to present her national treasure, which is a diamond in the shape of herself.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, I guess it wasn't this magical crystal we're looking for. And I'm like, you could have just, like, asked.
Yeah.
Right. Just also, why did any of us come to this party to watch this girl show us a diamond of herself? What are we value? What are our values?
as a society.
Certainly not time.
No, not time. That is for damn sure. Sailor Moon Crystal values its time expressly, though, because they don't even explain half of the shit that happens at their show. And
yeah, it does feel like a show that's being made by, like, Katie right now, just being like, I gotta go do another thing.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Really, I don't have time to tell you about the fucking tiara. Wait, you probably know. Odds are you know.
You don't fucking know the shit.
You don't fucking know. You don't know about the fucking tiara. Come on. We gotta
listen,
let's go.
Listen, it's the most beloved show of all time. I don't need to put time into this. Isn't it important or matter to anybody? It's not like everyone's been waiting on this. Listen, you ate that berserk shit up. Everyone was loved that. No one was mad.
The tiara is different because of love, and they blast it, and it's a crystal, and that's the end of the show.
Well,
that's
you get a little preview that Sailor Jupiter is coming next week, so
right.
That's exciting.
It says Sailor Jupiter is coming next week, and then in French it goes "Au suivre," which is French is the most feminine language.
And what does "au suivre" mean? Do we know?
Because of the vowels.
I don't know.
Vowels are inherently feminine.
Au suivre.
Jeremy's looking up "au suivre." What does it say? Say the words.
To follow.
I think
that can't be. It's not a 1-to-1.
Yeah, it's got to be like a. Like
I think it's like to be continued.
Yeah,
like
"au suivre."
Au suivre.
Or like until next time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a cool thing to say. Start saying it. Get your friends to start saying it. "Au suivre."
Yeah, everybody say this.
It's 2019 things. It's girl time. It's just girl time, everybody. Au suivre.
Au suivre.
And so we must say au suivre to the show. Everyone, let's rate and review this episode of Sailor Moon. Out of 7 Dragon Balls, Jeremy, how do you rate the show?
2 Dragon Balls.
Really? You liked it less than the last ones?
Yeah, nothing happened. I don't feel like if they cut this episode, we would have missed anything except the tiara, which, given how much time they spent on the tiara, they probably could have just like tossed at the beginning of the next one.
How would you know that Sailor Moon loves Tuxedo Mask?
See, that's what I'm about to say. See? This is a big episode for romance. Now, this version of the show still sucks ass. It's very ugly. But I love... Oh, we didn't even talk. Yeah, we briefly mentioned that Sailor Moon falls asleep on a bench.
Oh, right. With a huge, huge part.
And Tuxedo Mask kisses her while she's sleeping, and Luna comes out. And she's like, what the fuck?
What are you fucking doing, bro? Get out of here.
You read the news, motherfucker?
Who do you even know at this party?
Who do you know at this party? Who brought you in?
Anyway, but I will say,
Do you even go to school here? Do you see the video with a kid getting thrown off the bus and then it's like an adult?
An adult,
it's like that.
But anyway, I still enjoyed it, to be honest. I enjoyed it more than the last one, actually. So, I don't know. I'll give it 4 out of 7.
Yeah, I thought this was better than the last one.
Me too.
Probably last two. Ooh, maybe, I think it's probably the best episode yet. I'm going to give it 6 out of 7. I liked all of the Tuxedo Mask stuff.
Yeah, me too.
He intrigues me. I must know more. Who is behind this mysterious man?
And Cat Computer. That was so funny.
Yeah, if we could do an episode that's just Luna on the computer,
just
really,
like
that's a perfect episode.
Coding websites for, like, mommy bloggers.
Yeah. Just Luna just like silently sitting in front of a computer, just like running lines of code and just jeweling.
All right. Well, I thought it was a pretty good episode and it gave us a lot to talk about.
Sure did.
Thanks for subscribing and supporting the show. You are all such sweet little Tuxedo Masks yourself, but just the good parts.
Yep.
And now a song.
Oh, no. And now, like a G6.
About being a G6.
Or the Johnny McGovern version where it's called Liken Big Dicks.
Wow, that is funny. All the bottoms in the club getting freaky. When we fuck, we do it right. Real sleazy, wanna ride all night on the big sticks. I wanna feel it inside. I like them big dicks. Feels
love my style. At my table getting wild. All the booties are popping, and now your manties are dropping. Now give me two more bottoms, cause you know it don't stop. Hell yeah, twink it up, twink, twink it up. We're straight guys around me, they be staring at my junk. Staring at my junk, they be staring at my junk. With straight guys around me, they be staring at my junk.
All the bottoms in the club.